This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Confirmed coronavirus cases approached 1 million around the world on Thursday, despite more than half the planet in some form of lockdown. The U.S. is preparing for what President Donald Trump warned would be horrific days ahead. The U.S. death toll from the coronavirus is now over 5,100, according to a tally by Johns Hopkins University. Among the latest known U.S. fatalities was a six-week-old baby. The United States now accounts for almost a quarter of reported global infections. Experts are warning that there could be 100,000 to 240,000 deaths in the U.S., even if social distancing guidelines are maintained. The U.S. Labor Department reports Thursday that the upswell of Americans filing for unemployment insurance continued last week, as more than 6.6 million new claims were filed for the week ending March 28. It's a record high as the coronavirus spread takes its toll. The news brings to 10 million the total number of Americans who filed over the past 2 weeks. Economists had expected 3.5 million claims. A week earlier, 3.3 million Americans filed for their first week of benefits, which was the largest number ever at the time. Before the coronavirus shut down major parts of the U.S. economy, the highest week for claims was 695,000 in 1982. The Great Recession high was 665,000 in March 2009. This is VOA News. Since emerging in China in December, COVID-19 has infected more than 940,000 people, including at least 500,000 people in Europe, and it has claimed more than 47,000 lives, according to a tally by AFP from official sources. But infection rates in Italy and Spain, the two countries hardest hit, are slowing overall. Spain said Thursday it had suffered a record 950 deaths in 24 hours, bringing the total number of fatalities to more than 10,000. The number of confirmed cases passed the 110,000 mark, the government said, although the rates of both new infections and deaths continued a downward trend. In the United Kingdom, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, himself in isolation after testing positive, announced plans for a massive increase in virus testing after it emerged that just 2,000 of hundreds of thousands of staff in the state-run National Health Service had been tested. Russian President Vladimir Putin will give a televised address to his nation Thursday, his spokesman said, after the country registered a sharp increase in coronavirus cases. Confirmed coronavirus cases in Russia spiked Thursday, with 771 new infections registered, bringing the total to over 3,500, with 30 deaths, according to official numbers reported by Russia. In a rare televised address last Wednesday, Putin announced that Russians would not be required to go to work this week, but would still get paid as part of efforts to slow the spread of the virus. He also postponed a key public vote scheduled for April 22nd on constitutional reforms that would allow him to stay in power until 2036. Moscow, a city of more than 12 million residents, introduced strict isolation rules Monday, with authorities ordering people to stay home except for emergencies. City officials are rolling out a mobile phone app and scannable QR codes to check whether people are adhering to the isolation rules. And Parliament on Tuesday hastily approved severe punishments, including up to 7 years in prison, for people breaking coronavirus quarantine rules. Scientists are offering more evidence that the coronavirus is spread by seemingly healthy people who show no clear symptoms, while the federal government issued new guidance warnings that anyone exposed to the disease can be considered a carrier. A study by researchers in Singapore became the latest to estimate that roughly 10% of new infections may be sparked by people who carry the virus but have not yet suffered its flu-like symptoms. In response to that study and others, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is tweaking how it defines the risk of infections for Americans. This is VOA News via remote.